From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's Here and Now. Manicures and pedicures are a beauty regimen indulgence for lots of women and even some men. But it turns out there's a small cancer risk to visiting the nail salon. A new study in the journal JAMA Dermatology finds that the ultraviolet light emitted in some nail salon dryers are linked to skin cancers on the hands of some women. Joining us to talk about the study is Dr. Sapna Patel. She's assistant professor of melanoma medical oncology at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. And Dr. Patel, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Sasha. Thank you.
So we should explain to our listeners who aren't nail salon regulars that these dryers are basically used to speed up the drying and the hardening of nail polishes and gels. You do it faster, it lasts longer. Explain to us how they can be harmful.
Sure. So those, as you say, those lamps do cure the chemicals in the gel manicures, but by doing so, they are emitting ultraviolet A radiation predominantly. That's the same radiation that we want to protect ourselves against from the sun or from tanning beds.
And how much radiation are they emitting, and how dangerous is it?
So this study was one of the first studies to really try to look at that question, and it turns out there's high variability from salon to salon. They can emit as little as less than one joule of UV irradiation per centimeter squared, or even up to 8 joules per centimeter squared. High variability, and certainly there's also variability in how much of the hand, fingers, and nails are exposed, depending on where you place your hand in those dryers.
Now, some doctors say that the skin cancer risk of these dryers is low. In fact, I believe the lead author said, you know, I'll probably continue using them. But the study also found that the radiation can lead to risk of skin cancer in as few as 8 visits. So that sounds like a mixed message.
It is. It's concerning because UV damage and the risk of photoaging and skin cancer is cumulative. So as you say, in as few as 8 of these visits, the DNA damage is occurring. While each individual visit and exposure is small, the cumulative risk is still there. And so, frankly, if you are going repeatedly in the span of a year, 2 years, even 10 years, that damage is cumulative.
Now, there are some people who will feel alarmed by this, but who won't want to give up regular manicures and pedicures, and there are some ways to reduce the cancer risk. What are some of the protective steps?
Well, a few ways you could protect yourself is to remember to wear sunscreen on your hands. In fact, the hands are often omitted or missed when applying sunscreen, so we do need to take protection. Often in these manicures, they do a hand massage with lotion. You could consider having them rub on sunscreen at that point prior to putting your hand in the dryer. You could also use some protective gloves that would protect your hands and fingers from the UV, or you could ask if the gel manicure could be air-dried, air-cured, or cured using an LED lamp. Sometimes the heat from the bulb of an LED lamp can cure it as well.
So that's an important point. You certainly don't have to use these dryers. You can opt out or ask for another way to dry.
That's right.
So, you know, some dermatologists who've weighed in on this study are saying that it calls attention to a larger issue, which is a lack of regulation of these dryers, you know, in terms of how they're manufactured and how they're used. Do you have a sense of what kind of regulations might be needed?
Well, the authors certainly point out that it's hard to know the bulb wattage in each of these. And so even something as simple as labeling of the strength of the bulb, of the UV irradiation that is coming from each dryer, would be a simple step in regulation.
That's Dr. Sapna Patel. She's assistant professor of melanoma medical oncology at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. She's been talking to us about the small cancer risk related to the dryers used to dry some manicures and pedicures. Dr. Patel, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.